You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Moshabal Shalom was sent to you, Paro. So Hashem told them, you have to inform Am Yisrael, special command. It says, Vayitzavim et Ben Yisrael. He commanded Moshe Aaron to pass on a special message. So Gemara, Masechet Yerushalmi brings that Hashem told them, go teach him the laws of servants, Shiluach Avadim, because this halacha we learn later on in Parashat Mishpatim, that the case that one becomes a servant, Jewish servant. So what do you do, you know, 6 years and so on, you know, Yovel, what happens that he has to go? So they ask, why Hashem commanded him at this moment you have to go and teach him this special halacha?
So some Jewish people, they had a servant that was Jewish.
At that time?
Yeah.
No, that's it. They became free. On that moment they became free.
Well, maybe they didn't want to be free, that's why they have this halacha.
Those that they didn't want to come out, so we lost them.
Yeah.
But why we have to command them right now? You can wait later on when Hashem commands the halacha, you teach it. Very simple.
So they're not obligated anymore to miss
right. Good. Now, what we have a halacha is called Eved Ivri, right?
Yeah.
So then when it becomes free and so on. So why we have to teach it now? Tell them now. So now, there's an interesting point. Soon, we have to read the Megillah. Purim is coming. I mean, we have two Adarim, but the next Chag is, I mean, after Tu Bishvat, we have Purim. So Megillah says that how did Esther save them Israel? What did she do?
They fast 3 days.
They fasted, and then what, she did anything else? You mean Mordechai?
Yes.
So the Megillah says that Esther invited Ahasuerus and
Haman,
Yimach Shemo V'Zichro, for a Seuda. Why did she do such a thing? Why she decided?
Because she
wanted
to show how Russia, the Haman is to Ahasuerus.
That's what happened?
No, Haman didn't come.
Didn't come?
No, he didn't come.
Haman came.
Amen.
Yeah, he was very happy to come.
She wanted to make him drunk.
Make him drunk? Make him drunk. But Ahasuerus was there. No?
What happened? I don't remember.
Now you have to get ready for Purim. So Gemara says a very interesting thing. So Esther HaMelkah had two intentions. One was that he wanted to tell Hashem, see, I'm the Malkah. And I'm going to bring myself so low to invite this Rasha to come to my Seuda. That's one of his her intention. No, no, no. It was Ahasuerus and Haman, and she was just arranging it.
Okay.
So now she was telling Hashem, see, I'm bringing myself so low to invite this wicked to my Seuda. The other point that Gemara brings, Gemara says that Shalom HaMelech Alav Shalom teaches us very, very important point, and that is that in life, might circumstances that come about that one will become very, very, very elevated in many aspects of life. Like let's say He becomes chacham. He becomes wealthy. He becomes healthy. He has name. He has fame. He becomes famous. So now, Shomar Hashem is teaching us, Lifnei Shever Gaon. What does it mean? That means before one will be crashed, Hashem brings him up to the height. High, 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 high. So now here, we see the Megillah is informing us that Haman went home and said, you don't know what happened today. So what happened? Zeresh says, oh, what happened? He says, I got an email from Esther that I'm invited to the Seuda. And she didn't invite nobody. Nobody, just me and Ahasuerus. So that was it. So the wench, he was boosted up to Shamayim. So then, that was it. That was her fall down. He was crushed. That's it. So now here we see an interesting point, that any time in life that you feel, you know, wow, I'm somebody, you know, nobody's like me. You know what I do? You know what I've done? You know, so many things I've done. That means you were ready to be pushed down. So now, back to our main subject. Ibn Sholam goes and tell Aharon and Moshe, says, you have to go and teach him now what is Eved the Seven is all about. Why? Because later on when they come out and they forget they were servant, they don't care about servant anymore. But now, at this moment that they are servant, and they're just coming out, you have to go teach him to know what exactly to treat a Eved Ivri. Because later on, when they are, you know, boosted up, and they say, you know, I'm Segula, and we selected nation, and then that's it. And it's very puzzling that all of a sudden you see that very unfortunate thing comes about. Somebody that was very famous and this and that. You see, why? How could it be such a person do such a terrible things? Such a fame, such a name. You know, such a kabod. But then all of a sudden you find out, ay, ay, ay. Is this the same person? How could be such a thing? The fact of the matter here is, that's what the Yetzer Hara, that he boosts you up to Shamayim. And then, you even don't realize what the terrible things you're doing.
Easy now.
Ooh. And it's such a shock that you see, wow, how could it be such a thing? Is this real? How could it be? You know, how, you know, it was such a, you know, dear to everybody, and everybody would listen to him, and, you know, read his books, and this and that, you know. All of a sudden, you see.
Hashem Yachem. I'm
sorry?
So you should do
that. But sometimes it's too late because you even don't know what's happening. Why? Because that's what the trap of Yetzer Hara is. The Yetzer Hara gives you such a boost that everything else that becomes really meaningless. That means as long as you have the fame, as long as you have the name, so then you don't even care what terrible things you do.
But the person getting to that stage doesn't even know sometimes that he is in that stage.
Obviously, that's the whole point.
Help him out to come out.
Yes, because when at the penthouse and you have such a nice view and you get 100 calls a day and 200 texts a day, you know, so then why do you care, you know, what the bad move with the things?
I mean, actually, Yetzer Hara is working on you.
Yeah, he becomes under control of the Yetzer Hara. It's completely becomes like part of the Yetzer Hara. And he doesn't realize it at all. He doesn't know what type of
what should he do?
Well, the point of the matter here is that sometimes becomes way too late. Just like the first story that we see, that Gain was very offended by his brother at the moment that he felt, you know, he's a failure, he lost. Huh? So now, who comes and tries to calm him down? Ibn Sholam. So Hashem comes and says, don't worry, everything will be okay. Just try to correct it. And what happened next? What did he do? What did Gain do? He killed his brother. But how could it be? Hashem comes talk to you, the one that your brother sacrificed, and he told you, don't worry, everything is okay. So why you don't listen to Hashem?
You mean Yetzer Hara worked on Haman and
he treated him? Yeah, but see, Esther injected the Yetzer Hara to Haman. He injected to him because that was his plan. Because when she invited him, so then he was boosted up because all the Gava, was injected to him. That's what her plan. Because by the time that he would realize where he's at, it will be too late. So she got him. And that's how it is. When you give him the kavod, and, you brought up, and then given all these titles and so on, so then that's it. It's end of it. There's nothing to talk about. There's an interesting story about Rabbi Dan Asik. There was a city, they were looking for a rabbi. I don't know why, but they wanted a rabbi. So they come to him. So then he tells them, I have students, you can have this rabbi. So the day comes, everybody was ready, they made a banquet, catering, music, orchestra, and everything. So he goes there, and there's such a kavod they give him, and they were so happy to see the new rabbi. So the next day, the board, says, let's see what this rabbi is all about. So they, sit with him, they ask him about, a subject in the Gemara, the Sugya. He thinks, doesn't answer. So maybe, he has been traveling, he's tired. So there's something in Chumash. Ask him some Pesukim in Chumash. Rashi, if he knows. They ask him, doesn't know. So maybe ask him Tehillim, something in Tehillim. No. They ask him something about Pesukim Tehillim. Nothing. Doesn't know. So what is this one? Where does this one come from? So they go back to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, say, they tell him, who's this you sent for us? He doesn't know nothing. I don't forget about Gemara. Chumash even doesn't know. Tehillim doesn't know. I said, what? How could it be? I gave you somebody just like myself. He's a Talmid Chacham. How could it be? Call him to come. So he comes. He says, what happened? This Masechet, they ask you, what's the explanation? So he tells him. Chumash, he tells him. Tehillim, he tells him. He said, how come you didn't know how to answer him? He said, Kavod Arav, they gave me so much Kavod, I forgot about everything. That's what happens. When they give you Kavod, you forget about everything. And you do things that you never imagined that in your life you would do such a thing. You would never ever imagine that you would, chas v'shalom, even go close to such a terrible things. And that's what exactly the point here is. Hashem says, go tell him now about how to treat a Yehudi servant. That's what the halakha later on we learn. Why? Because now that they at the state that they are servant, they understand it. But later on, when I bring him out, servant? What servant? We, you know, special nation. You know, we are Amukhar.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.